Light, yeah. She is love and light.
Creation Committee meeting. Our next item is approval of the minutes from December 6th.
Move to approve, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Next item is public comments. If we have anybody here, they can come to the podium and give us their name and address for the record. And 2 minutes is the time limit to speak.
Don't want anybody to speak now?
Yes, do we have any order lined up, or we'll just take you one at a time?
Hey, good morning. My name's Trip Moy. I'm a longtime, lifetime resident of Mount Pleasant, grew up here, been a taxpayer since 2002. 618 Pelzer Drive, Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. I'm here just to speak. I spoke almost 2 years ago to this committee. I just remain committed as a community activist of trying to have a real focus of council to support and grow the recreation department. We had talked about 2 years ago of trying to focus on a bond referendum to support the vision and the long-term plan of the rec department. And I'm here again to reiterate our commitment level to that. And, you know, specifically around rectangular fields. You know, the youth is evolving and consistently changing across America. And, you know, we live in a market like Mount Pleasant in the Charleston area where demographics are higher. And there's just a higher level of expectation of what parents want to provide their kids. I grew up playing Mount Pleasant Rec Department. I grew up playing soccer in the Hungry Net Recreation Department. I've been a coach in the rec department. My kids have played rec soccer. But at some point, you get to that age where they outgrow that. And that's what's happening across America and a lot of different other cities across the United States. And I would love to continue the dialogue. I've had some with several council members, and I've been asked to come speak on record that we would love to open up the continued conversation, to continue to have a working relationship, and even possibly expand that relationship from a soccer, lacrosse. There's now basketball club sports that's happening. There's football club sports. That's what's happening across a lot of municipalities. And, you know, I reached, Steve and I had several conversations 2 years ago, and I would love to continue to reiterate our support of what the needs might be if it's additional field space, so that would help solve and be able to support all residents. Between just the 5 soccer clubs that have evolved that rec, there's over 1,500 Mount Pleasant residents playing club soccer. And lacrosse has continued to grow as well. So
okay.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. All right. Do we have any other? There we go. No. Any other speakers?
Coach, I know you got something to say, Coach.
Good morning.
Morning.
It's a pleasure to meet with all of you. My name is Jacqueline Gore. I live at 308 6th Avenue. I live in the house that I grew up in. I'm 69. What I'd like to talk to you guys about is the community settlements, the settlement communities. Our rec department, we understand that is not a business that you make money of, but we still have kids that live in that community. I do not see any agenda or budget. What is it that we're doing for the settlement community? I'd like for you to suggest or add that to your budget so we can know exactly what is being spent on those communities. That includes the Remnants Point community, Green Hill community, and the Old Village. I thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Ma'am, I'd like to just, a couple of years ago, we came out to the Snowden area, the ball fields out of Snowden area, and we offered to develop the field, because the field was in disarray. And we offered to not only come out there and fix the fields up, but also to coordinate programs with the kids so they don't have to, parents don't have to get in their car and drive their kids to go practice in other places, but the kids could actually practice and play on that field. And I don't know what happened in the community. Part of the community wanted us to do it. Part of the community didn't want us to do it. But they end up telling us they didn't want it. So we backed out. But we did come over there, and we did try to, because that's a great field out there if it's fixed up, if it's right, if it's done right. And we were willing to run the programs for you and everything. But the community is the one that said no, and so we backed out. So I think if we get the community's support, you'll see more happening out there. I had our police officers offer to give GEDs to kids in the community and come out there, but the community didn't support us on that, so we backed off. So we've been trying, I promise you, we've been trying, and so your support and the community support will go a long way toward a lot of those things happening.
Can I answer what you just responded on?
Absolutely, sure.
Okay. Snowden community is not a part of the Mount Pleasant town.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm specifically talking about the communities that are in the
town
of Mount Pleasant.
All right. I'm sorry, I thought you were including
nobody
them.
Came to Rama's Point, say they wanted to build a field.
Right.
No one came to Green Hill. So I understand your concerns, yep. But where that park in Snowden is located, it's Charleston County.
Right. I didn't know that you, I thought you were just grouping them all together. Okay. Sorry.
Thank you, ma'am.
Ralph Lundy, 2305 Chadberry Lane, 29466. And what is very obvious in our wonderful town is we don't have enough ball fields to take care of our kids. And these are rectangle fields for football, lacrosse, and soccer. And I don't think this is a mystery. I think the profession, we're all on the same team. And I think all the recreation professionals know this. We are having a heck of a time. We're doing everything we can. I'm representing South Carolina Surf Soccer Club, which is primarily Mount Pleasant kids. And me and this guy have been working on it a long time. And I know all of y'all want to do this, but we need rectangle fields. We're having a real challenge here, and we got to think ahead. I know there's some land that the town owns. I would hope we could develop that, but that is the concern. You know, we all want to take care of our children. That's for darn sure. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else want to speak?
Hi, I'm Linda Brady, 226 Middle Street in the Old Village. I just want to reiterate the need for the field space, for the rectangular field space, and it's not, you know, I understand the value of what the rec department does in providing those programs, but there does reach a time where they need something more, some of the kids. And with the exponential growth in Mount Pleasant, I mean, from 2010, so that's 12 years, and it's like 40% increase in population, and there hasn't been really any development. And I know there's plans with Carolina Park, and I just don't know if that's even enough. And I think it's our responsibility as adults, and the kids look to us for solutions. And like, I'm willing to offer my services to, you know, the communities that she was talking about, and we can work with the town and provide soccer programs for them. I mean, I feel like you have to be creative in finding a solution, but there has to be a solution. Thank you.
Let me ask you, ma'am, I was going to ask you, is Ed Lee still over there in your community?
He's with
the Pacific Club. Sure. Yeah, I know Ed real well. He went to Bishop and played basketball, so ask him to give me a call. I'd love to talk to him.
Okay. All right.
I believe I have to do this the right way. I'm John Icfano. I'm speaking as a citizen of Mount Pleasant. I live at 615 Williamson Drive in Mount Pleasant, 29464. I do want to commend Steve and his crew. They do an excellent job. I do know that in 99, we had about 45,000 residents, and now we have over 93,000 and counting. We have plenty of land to be developed that just has to be developed correctly, and it has to, and we need to make sure we have the rifle range, we have that new place up on Faison, but we need the money, and they need the money, and sports has developed. It hasn't, it's, when I played, I rode my bike, not here, but up in Cleveland, I rode my bike, and that was it. You maybe traveled 5 miles, but now we jump on airplanes, we get on buses, and we travel a long distance to play club sports, and I think there could be an integration between club and the rec department, but obviously the committee is here to set that guidance, and so we're asking for that guidance from the committee. So I appreciate it. Thank you, and thank you to the rec department. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
Hello, Guangming Whitley, 809 Post Oak Drive, speaking as a citizen of Mount Pleasant. You know, this need for the fields is something that is there. It's always going to be there. The need's going to continue to grow, but we can't build more fields without dollars. And we've talked about other alternatives like bringing in tournaments, but how many are tournaments going to raise $40 million that we need to build fields? No, it's not going to. Maybe at 50,000 here, 100,000 there. It's not going to get us to the finish line, which is why this item on the agenda, prioritization of recreation capital projects, is so important. And especially as it moves through the committees to PJL and to a referendum on the ballot, we need to be clear to citizens that they're going to get the entire array of the town, from north end to south end, ranging from fixing our existing projects, like the R.L. Jones Center, fixing up the pool and the locker room situation there. We don't have the capital funds in order to achieve these projects. So we need to impress upon the community the import of this recreation referendum so that they understand that if you want these world-class facilities in Mount Pleasant, you're going to have to support the referendum, because we don't have the funds to build more fields, to build more things, other than just chipping away at it slowly over the next 20 to 30 years. So if we want this to happen now, if we want to get the funds now, bond things out and build everything now and have it now, we need the people to support the referendum. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Does that cover everybody? I think so. All right. Next item is discussion regarding prioritization of recreational capital projects. Okay. Did you want to?
Well, I can start. A few words on that. First of all, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here, and I'm glad that we're able to have this meeting together. It's a very, very important discussion, certainly. I've given each of you some our capital projects and what they have, and showing the level of funding that we have for each one of them. And you'll notice that only the first two are funded. The other ones are not funded. And so if we were to move forward, to find a way to move forward on these projects, I think that was what, you know, instigated this discussion about how are we going to move forward, how are we going to get these projects that we would want to have for the town. Many of these things are things that we talked about last month, but I'll just kind of reiterate that several of them are projects that are existing facilities that we have. They're existing facilities that we have, and they're renovations of them, fixing them up, lockers and a locker room at the Park West pool, air conditioning, maintaining facilities and renovating facilities that we have. New projects at Carolina Park Phase 3, you know, we do have a master plan for Phase 3 that we're looking to build out. Waterfront Park is funded. Like I said, most of them are facilities that we already have. The largest project that would probably define who we become as a department, as our town, and who we want to become is Rifle Range Road. And the Rifle Range Road project is described on there with has an array of different facilities, from some baseball fields, some soccer fields, to a gym, to amphitheater area, picnic areas, trails, and all sorts of stuff over there. But that is probably the defining facility as to who we become if we're going to become something different than we are right now. At any rate, I just wanted to kind of give you a quick brief on that. The facilities are listed on here, and I'm going to have a discussion about how we would want to prioritize those moving forward.
Right. Mr. Rambo, did you have anything yet to add, or?
No, I mean, I think that there really are two big questions that council has to answer in regards to this, and I feel like the majority of council supports a referendum, although I think there are different ideas for what gets funded. But the two big questions are, I think first is, what amount are we looking for? What amount do we think the citizens want is palatable? I've heard everything from 20 million to 100 million. I don't think a $100 million referendum would pass. I don't think 20 million is enough to do what the amount of things that we need done. So I think that's the first question, is what is the overall amount? Once we figure that out, then we just need to prioritize what projects will be listed on there and what we are going to fund. I know personally, I have a child who plays for Canehoy soccer, and I have a child who plays for surf soccer, and both of them practice on random spaces, on very small areas, because there are not enough fields, there are not enough areas for either one of them, either one of those clubs to find and practice with all of their teams. And it's not just soccer, it's other sports as well. So the need is definitely there. The question I think for us is, like I said, we just got to answer those two questions. And so I don't know what y'all's thoughts are.
Well, you know, I think what needs to be done is you need to visit some of these facilities and look at them. For instance, the Park West pool renovations, they really need to be, we talked about it before, there needs to be some work done on that. I mean, a young mother has to walk her son to the ladies' locker room to get to the pool, you know, and vice versa on the other side, where, you know, a father has to walk his daughter to the men's locker room to get there. I mean, there's some changes that really need to be made. And certainly, I think that's one of them out there. You know, there's a lot of different things. Each one of these, I think, has some good things, you know, but I think some of them really outweigh the other ones. And I just think we need to take a good look around, go visit these areas. I've been starting to do that to try and see which ones do I think should, you know, be put ahead of the other ones. And the key is, to me, is what is gonna help the majority of our citizens. What facilities and how do we design them that the majority of the citizens are going to be able to utilize and access. And I think there's a lot of good things on here. I'd love to be able to do every one of them, but I think that it's going to be up to us to sit down and let's go over it, visit them, take a good look at them, and see which ones we think are important. And I think that's how we're going to be able to sit down as a committee and say, okay, you know, we want to prioritize these. We need to take a look at them and then sit down with the rec department and say, okay, this is what we see, and have our discussion there before we decide how we want to prioritize them. Because certainly there's every one of these are important, but there's some that are much more important than others. And that's why I think we ought to make sure we visit them and then we can come back and get together and say, you know, hey, we went out there and saw this and they need certain things at one facility over another. And I think that's how we prioritize it.
I would think the reason for this discussion is regarding the referendum. And when it comes to that, we're going to need, I know we have priorities, but we also need to prioritize what the public would want and what the public would support. So part of the equation needs to be, you know, what would the majority be interested in having us complete? For me, I feel like, you know, completing Carolina Park is important, and including the Rifle Range Road Park, that's going to, you know, have the biggest impact, I think, for the town, and probably be one of our more popular projects and things that people would be interested in. So for me, those are the top two projects. I don't know if we want to, I mean, we're supposed to, you know, begin prioritizing them. So for me, that's one and two, Carolina Park and then Rifle Range Road. So if you put those two together, you know, that's at $40 million. And of course, with Rifle Range Road, we don't have to do it all at once. I know there's probably some passive areas we could work on. It mentions a dock. I mean, there may be pieces of that that we could prioritize there as well when it comes to the funding. So I don't know if y'all have any thoughts about what you feel is most important.
I would definitely agree first that Carolina Park needs to be finished. It kills me that with phase three, we're leaving two full-size 11v11 fields, like, not built. So just building out that land that we already have is, it should be number one. Mm-hmm. And I would agree with Gary as well that the Jones Center repairs and the Park West pool repairs / renovations have to be done. I know it's not as splashy as a brand new place, but we got to make sure we take care of what we have. So those would be the top three for me. And I agree with Rifle Range Road Park. I don't know that we're going to be able to do a referendum that gets the entire park done. So, but if we were able to, Steve, maybe break Rifle Range Road Park out into like a phase one, phase two, phase three kind of thing, and then show like kind of some prices or conceptual pricing of what that could look like or what could be built in a phase one versus, you know, a phase two, phase three. I feel like that would give us a lot better idea of that because we won't be able to hit the entire Rifle Range Road Park. So getting what we can is an important part. And I know there was nobody here today that spoke about pickleball, but I mean, there is a definite pickleball community in Mount Pleasant. And so some sort of project that incorporates some dedicated pickleball courts, I think is correct as well. But I also think this is great discussion for today. And I also think that we have the council retreat coming up in a couple of weeks. And I believe this is going to be on that agenda, Mr. DeMora, so if I'm correct.
Yes.
And so getting thoughts from all council members at that point, I think it's important for the three of us to really listen to what the rest of the council has to say about that and what they've heard from their constituents as well.
Mr. Santos, do you have any other recommendations?
No,
I
agree. Some of the things, the facilities we have now, as mentioned, the pool at Park West, that's something that's got to be done. I mean, it should have been done a long time ago, and certainly I think it needs to be done. I agree with the Carolina Park upgrade and finishing Carolina Park. We need the fields out there for sure. They need to be done. I know the Oceanside's building two fields over there as well, so that could really become a really nice tournament area right there because they've agreed to allow us to use their facility as well. So I just think we need to get the most out of it that we can, and I think, but we really need to give our citizens quality facilities as well. And like I said, the one like at a Park West pool that absolutely needs to be done.
Right.
There are a lot of good things. I wish we could do them all, but we got to start somewhere. And I think we need to do as many as we can with the first, you know, our first shot at it.
Okay. So do we want to, I guess we could wait until full council hears this later this month and then bring this back next month?
Yeah.
And maybe, and if we could get the information at the retreat regarding Rifle Range Park, maybe. Would we be able to kind of break that down into each project?
I think so, Madam Chair. And if it's okay with committee, we'll go ahead and start to consult with some cost estimators on what it looks like to construct some of these projects. So at least you'll have clearer numbers than we have today. We'll have that ready for council. It's only a few weeks away, but we'll try to get that done.
Okay. Just an estimate of what each one over there would run. Okay. So we'll just maybe bring this back next month after we've had some input from full council.
Okay.
All right.
Mr. DeMar, if you can remind me again, what is the drop dead deadline for us having this completely done to be on the ballot for 2022?
August.
August.
We have time.
Okay.
in my mind, unless y'all feel differently, is that once council weighs in, provides a little more direction, we combine it with cost estimates, you start to really hone in on how much of an appetite, how much of a referendum, then what projects are prioritized and fit into that amount, and then we can continue to refine through early design additional cost estimates to get a good number for the referendum, because that's a critical piece for the voters. We can't exceed that once it's given to them.
Do we need any discussion or any helpful tips about the bottom line on what it might cost each, the average for each household? I mean, is that some part of anything we'd like to know now?
It's critical information because, you know, every mill gives you $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
And that's $20. I'm just using round numbers. That's $20 on a household if it's valued at $500,000. So, and then you start talking about term. You could go as far as 25 years. I wouldn't recommend a quarter century of indebtedness on this. So let's say 15 years, 20 years if you have to. So if let's say you go out 20 years, that'll be $20 million per year. You'd probably need three mills because it wouldn't, I'm assuming council has an appetite for $50 million right now. It could be more, it could be less. $50 million, that'll get you $60 million. That'll pay off the debt, so you have roughly $50 million in construction money. The additional 10 will go towards a debt service. So that's the general idea. Rifle Range may be $40 million. And some of these others may add up to 50, so you might get there really, really quickly.
Right.
Mm.
Okay. Thank you. Next item is program and project update.
Yeah, we had a wonderful December, really did. And I just wanted to recognize the hard work that went into the Christmas parade and the holiday market. And we had thousands of people out there. They had fun. It ran as smoothly as it could be. Tremendous support that we got from public service, the fire department, and police department, and volunteers from within the town. I mean, we have wonderful volunteers on staff throughout the town that came out to help out with both of those events. And so I want to publicly say thank you to all of them for their support. The town hall track and field has progressed very, very well. It has hit a little snag in getting the surface area, the final surface put down. Simply had to finish some landscaping work that had to occur inside of the field, inside of the track, before they put down the track surface. And so that has been completed, and they are ready to start as of today, weather permitting, and it should take about an additional 3 weeks on that project. So, but it is coming along and it looks beautiful over there. I don't know if you've had a chance to walk around or see it. It is still a construction zone. They don't want people in there, but if you go next to it to look at it, it's really something. It's going to be a very, very nice facility.
Well, you can go to our workout facility and look out the window and you can see the whole
thing
pretty much.
Sure. The container, the bleachers, the covers over the bleachers are going to be very, very nice. The lights are going to be a tremendous benefit to our residents who will be able to go over there and they'll be able to turn the lights on at nighttime, not the light up the entire field, but to light up the track, to be able to use the track, is going to be a very, very nice facility for our residents. And I know people are itching to get over there, but a few more weeks and we should be there. As you know, we did complete the first responders monument down at Waterfront Park. It's beautiful. It's a nice, very, very nice tribute to fire, police, and public services. If you haven't had a chance to go over there and see it, it really is beautiful, especially if you go out and see it at nighttime when it's lit up. It's really gorgeous. We are continuing on with Memorial Waterfront Park Phase 3. Again, Phase 3 over there will be a basketball court, two basketball courts. It'll be a dog park. There's a splash pad. Overflow parking, a calisthenic area, just going to be really pretty up that other side of Coleman Boulevard. I'm not Coleman Boulevard, of Harry Holman Boulevard, and it'll be a very beautiful project. They are submitting right now at this time for review from the DRB within the town, and the expected start on that will be this summer. We expect to break ground on it this summer, pending all the permitting and everything going through as planned. And then we have Carolina Park Phase 3, that we are currently in Phase 3. Yes, it would be, I would love to, really, we're with you on that. We would love to finish out that project. But right now, Carolina Park Phase 3 is going to be the expanded parking over there. It is going to be a baseball field, a softball field, a dog park, and a basketball court over there, also to be used with pickleball. And so very, very, very important. Some priorities that I just want to mention on that, I'm not trying to go back to our previous discussion, but I just want to explain that it's very, very important for us to get that baseball field over there, that by having that field, we will have a 325-foot baseball field that allows us to step aside from the baseball field that's over on Whipple Road behind the tennis center. We will have a softball field, a women's softball field over there. And that's, we don't have a women's softball field. You know, we have women's softball programs that's a vibrant program, and we don't have a women's softball field, dedicated field for that size. So in essence, they have to play on full-size 300-foot plus fields at this time, and it's just not possible really to hit a home run from our women's softball team. So very, very important over there. The dog park, we don't have a dog park on that end of town at all, so having the dog park for our residents is very important. And a basketball court. Right now, a basketball court, we do not have a basketball court north of Green Hill, an outdoor basketball court north of Green Hill. So having one on the north side of town is very, very important. So those have been prioritized. But we do want to finish the project, and we would love to finish phase four as well, which will eventually include an additional softball field and two more rectangular fields over there. So, but very good project. We're looking forward to that. And I know our residents are as well.
Quick question on the Carolina Park, just a reminder. So even though we're not constructing the two 11v11 fields and the additional softball field, are we going ahead and raising, are we doing all the groundwork to bring up the elevation so we don't have any wetlands issues, or is all the site, so all the site work's being done right now?
The site work is being done to the level that it needs to be done to prevent it from becoming a wetland at this point on those other locations.
Okay.
Just trying to use the dollars that we have right now as best as we can. Mm-hmm. So, but yes, absolutely. Site work has to be done over the whole area to bring it up to a level so that it will drain properly and not be a wetland.
Okay.
All right.
It won't be a final grade after this project.
It won't be a final grade. It'll right. just be right. high enough.
Yeah. Right. That's correct. Right. A very good question, because it's extremely important, and that drives a lot of the cost of construction out there at Carolina Park.
Right. Mr.
Yeah, just one more thing, and really the town has not been involved yet with this, but we're looking at doing a 9/11 memorial out in the northern part of town. We have been able to secure a piece of the World Trade Center as the centerpiece for the memorial, and Chris Marino, out of the kindness of his heart, is going to be working with donating land and designing the facility to be able to put this this piece up and put the memorial up. So that's coming soon. I said it's not part of the town, but it's going to be out there near our facilities off of Faison Road. And I just want to make the public aware of the fact that we've got a beautiful monument down here, but now we're working on a memorial up here for those who were victims of 9/11. So I just wanted to let everybody know that it's coming.
It's going to be very nice. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Last thing I just want to mention is I did give you the new In Motion magazine, each one of you. The new In Motion magazine is out. It's on the streets. We are starting registration next week for our programs, for spring programs, and numbers have been very, very strong in all of our registrations. So you know, I just want to make sure the public knows to go out there, and it's time to register for spring activities. So.
We got national champions, just like we do at surf, right here in Mount Pleasant. We love it.
Okay, is that it? All right.
All right.
We'll adjourn.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.